The Royal Commission of Inquiry is setting out key aspects of the inquiry into COVID-19. The commission was set up at the end of last year to look at the lessons our country's learned from our response to COVID-19. And Heke is one of three commissioners. She's kindly with us. Tēnā koe, tuahine, kia ora, Heke. Kia ora noa, hoki mai.
Oh, morena.
It's been a while. It's lovely to talk with you again. Tēnā koe. Heke, can you just walk us through some of the key aspects of the inquiry and how they might inform our future pandemic preparedness?
Yes, of course. Well, first of all, our inquiry is forward-looking. It's focused on what lessons we can learn from our experience of the pandemic and how might that help us to prepare better for the next one. Many other countries who have done or are doing COVID inquiries have been quite backward-looking, very much on fault-finding. I'm delighted that we're being very constructive with the terms of reference that ask us to find out what the lessons are and then apply them to strengthening our preparedness for when there will be another pandemic. Second thing is that there's a lot of public information, both produced here in New Zealand, but also overseas. So we've spent the early part of this year pulling together that information, analysing it, meeting with the people who have written it, meeting with our public service who ran our response to the pandemic. And now we're starting to pivot and look at who are the key organisations, key individuals that we will go out and meet and listen to their experience and their advice on what they think the lessons are and how we might usefully apply them for the future. And then later on, after the election, we're going to be inviting submissions on our website from any and all New Zealanders who wish to make a submission to share their experience with us, to share what they think the lessons are and what they would like to see going forward. And then finally, we'll write the report and provide recommendations next year. So those are the four broad phases that we are progressing through.
Well, considering how quickly you put together the slash inquiry, Heke, next year seems to be cutting you a bit of slack. That was pretty massive, 47 pages and, it's out in double quick time. Obviously, work that you're becoming, quite adept at taking on. What involvement will iwi and Māori organisations have in engaging with the Commission, do you think, Tuhine?
Oh, I think that's a priority. I think that iwi across the country had a range of different and common experiences. We're keen to hear and meet with, we won't be able to meet with everyone, but we are keen to hear firsthand on some of those experiences. And certainly from my point of view, we locked down in Upanui. We had, our borders closed and managed and then opened by Upanui. Whenever I was home in Ngāti Porou, we had a similar experience and we were able to observe that across the country. We also saw, significant Māori organisations such as Whānau Ora, being involved in the actual operational delivery and vaccinating thousands and thousands of New Zealanders, yes, Māori, but others too. In Gisborne, where I got most of my vaccinations, we saw Tūranga Health and Ngāti Porou Health working well together. And these health providers were vaccinating all stripes of New Zealanders. Yes, Māori, but any New Zealander who wanted that service, so we're keen to hear from them. We know that accurate data and the access to it was a key issue, and there were problems in accessing those because we've also got strong privacy laws in New Zealand. So we need to understand how that worked, what could work better, how we can be faster and more prepared. Certainly, I think the first, we've seen that there were different stages through our response over the 3 years of COVID. And of course, COVID is still with us and people are still being encouraged to be vaccinated and be prepared. So I've gone and had the double flu and vax jab. So yes, we will. We'll also be wanting to meet with lots of other organisations that are responsible for our diverse communities. We've been talking to the Pacific Peoples Ministry and keen to hear how those communities felt, they feared, what lessons we can learn from them. So yes, we absolutely want to hear from organisations, but we cannot meet with everyone. It's just a function of arithmetic. You know, there's only so much time and so many people that we will be able to meet and hear from. And we've also very conscious that there's a general election in 3 months' time, and we don't want to get in the way of that. So the structure of our approach acknowledges that that will be an important process for New Zealanders. And so we will be meeting those that we can, and we will be hearing in written submissions from those that we can't.
Tēnā koe. Well, I wish you well with the Commission. It's not as if we're trying to attribute blame, because it was a global challenge, but perhaps the biggest national challenge outside of wartime. And it's important that we do understand how we reacted and how we might, because sadly it seems inevitable that a similar challenge will emerge at some stage in the future. It's a bit like the rain that falls on the East Coast, eh? It seems to have...
I hope not as often, Dale.
I hope not as often, too.
You know, shout out to all people in Tairāwhiti. Honestly, I see the struggle, and it is tough. So thank you for that acknowledgement. And also for the very real recognition that you've just had there, that there will be another challenge. So let's be more prepared. And so, you know, whi tiki au tāro, kuena te kōrero.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the program again, Heke Ngamahi.